Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Castle Football Show, week number two. The Knights will be at home Friday night, taking on the modern-day Wildcats, coming on the heels of a 33-22 setback opening night to the North Huskies this past Friday night. When we come back, we'll visit with Coach Del Kurt, get his thoughts on the game with the Huskies, and a preview of the Wildcats. It's all coming up as part of the Castle Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. How's it going with you, bud?
I'm doing well. All right. Well, season opening game against the North Huskies last week. We talked about it. New coach, new defensive coordinator, and certainly the Castle ground game struggled in that contest. Got a couple of kickoff returns in the game as well for Castle, but all in all, I know kind of a long weekend for you guys, but just your thoughts on the game with North.
Well, obviously it was disappointing. I think that goes without saying. You know me well enough after these years. Our kids were disappointed. We were disappointed more so with the way that we played. North has a good football team, and they did a lot of things well and made some plays. But certainly on our end, we had a lot of silly errors, and when you're in a tight game like that, you can't jump off on fourth and five. You can't jump off in third and eight. You know, we had some disastrous things that we did that were just not smart football and not things that I think people would come to expect out of a Castle football team. Now, that being said, I think we had 15 first-time starters, you know, between the two sides of the ball. So there were a lot of new guys. And, you know, as any coach would tell you, you hope to make the biggest strides between week one and week two. So we need to get to that and make sure that come Friday night we're where we need to be.
It's special teams, certainly, an integral part of the game for Castle last night or last week. A couple of kickoff returns by Ben in that contest. And so from that standpoint, there were some things that you could look at least from the film and, kind of build on that. Certainly special teams was something that you guys excelled in last week.
Yeah, I think coming into the game, we said this has got to be a win. They're not going to put the time in that we put in, and that's nothing against North, but I don't think there's a team in Southern Indiana that puts as much time and effort into special teams as we do. And so we emphasize the fact that that's got to be a victory each and every week, win the battle of field position, as Coach Gillis would say. And it ended up looking at the charts on Monday. You know, it was a dominant victory. I think the two scores would tell you that, but field position, the exchanges between the two punt teams, the two kickoff teams, we turned in a dominant performance. So I think that was a positive. I think defensively, we were really dominant on first and second down and put them in some very bad field position, very bad yardage position, third and long and fourth and short. And weren't able to get off the field, so that's disappointing. At times when we would make really good plays early in the game, early in the sequence, we'd blow it up at the end with some unintelligent mistakes. And so again, kind of an effect of being a young team, but the special teams were huge. Defense played well at times, and I think there were even some glimmers of hope on offense. But we've got maybe more to figure out offensively in terms of our core group up front and line up and getting guys squared away maybe than any other aspect in the three phases.
Well, Coach, and certainly, long weekend you sit and there's that 24-hour rule as far as wins and losses. So when the team came in on Monday, I know you guys met on Saturday morning, but, when you came in on Monday, just to kind of turn the page, I mean, you don't really want to dwell on all the mistakes, but you want to learn from them. So what's been the attitude of the team the first couple days of practice this week?
I think they've been resilient, Dan. Nobody's happy with what went down, nor should they be. But that's the beauty of football, is you're going to go through good times together, you're going to go through bad times together, and ultimately the lessons, for these guys is that life is not going to be always sunshine and rainbows. You're going to get kicked in the gut a good deal in life, and you got to find a way. Winners find a way to persevere and better themselves. They don't blame others. They rally together as a group, and they find a way to get it done. And so, as disappointing as it is, and certainly – from a coaching standpoint, the wins, you're like, okay, we won, great, move on, we survived. The losses are daggers, so you have to find a way to be able to balance yourself a little bit, and sometimes that's hard as a coach, but at the same time, we're all working for a common cause and getting better and moving forward.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Castle Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, senior left tackle Brock Anderson joining us. Brock, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Certainly a disappointing start to the season last Friday, Brock. 33-22 setback to the North Huskies, and the offense really kind of struggled, especially the ground game. Anything in particular, specifically, that maybe North was doing that really kind of nullified any chance of getting the running game established in that contest?
No. I just think we need to work more as a team and all be one-minded. And once we start doing that, things will start going better for us.
Well, I know you got a lot of new faces, and nobody likes to hear excuses, but certainly when you've got guys that are maybe making their varsity debut or have very little varsity experience and you turn the lights on, then, you know, mistakes that happen in August, you don't see them in September and October. Just how do you feel that from an offensive lineman standpoint, the rest of those offensive line friends of yours up front, just kind of developing that chemistry and trust? Is that coming, do you think?
I do believe it is coming. We're slowly but surely putting all of our pieces together, and hopefully that'll help us in the end of things. So, yeah.
Well, and you don't want to try to rush things, but, I mean, you know, again, each and every week, you've got to get better. And so just from a patient standpoint, you being a senior, you've got maybe some underclassmen that you're working with and trying to be a mentor to them. Do you feel right now that the guys that are in there and probably some of them may not be in there, you know, down the road because of injuries and whatever going on, but do you feel just kind of inside that huddle on Friday night that as the game wore on, the confidence got maybe a little bit better?
I do believe that. I mean, you always have first game jitters, and everyone will feel those. And as things go on, you'll slowly progress, and the anxiety will go away from all the first snaps and everything. So, yeah.
All right. I know it's still kind of the middle of the week. You guys get ready for modern day, and I'm sure you probably recalled last year's game, what happened out there at the Wrights Bowl. You don't want a repeat of that. But what have you seen on tape this week, Brock, at least from modern day's front seven defensively, that you guys are making a priority for the Castle offensive line?
They're not going to give up. They are a tough group of dudes, and they're going to do everything to the full effect, and they'll play till the whistle's over, and they're going to be some hard-nosed kids, and they won't stop. They'll just keep going, and they're very well disciplined.
All right, well, speaking of discipline, certainly that is one of the fortes of an offensive lineman. I mean, you've got to have discipline as well, just as far as avoiding the five-yard penalties and holdings and all of that. And so what's been your focus this week, Brock, just on Brock Anderson and his play on Friday?
Well, I'd just like to play to the best of my abilities and that I know I can play. And I want to be able to cheer everyone on while doing so. And that's my main focus, really.
All right, one final question then. What would be the keys this week for this line offensively and for the Castle offense to be more productive and put points on the board?
We just need to trust everyone, do what we're coached to do, And I think if we put all those implements together, then we will be successful at the end of the day.
All right, Brock, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and all the best in the game with Monterey on Friday.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, that's Brock Anderson. We'll come back with more comments from Coach Doug Hurt right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Doug Hurt rejoining us. Well, Coach, you get the Monterey Wildcats at home coming up on Friday night, and I know you had a chance to, you know, look at last year's film. They've got a new coach this year in Cody Hess, but they had a win over Central the other night by a score of 44-14. Your thoughts as you watch the film of Monterey now with Coach Hess in charge?
As much as things change, I think they stay the same. And, you know, I've known Cody for a long time. Cody's a great guy. You know, I think we've talked on the show the first time. I was like, what do we have here? was circa 2009, sitting in the Rice Bowl watching modern day play, and there's a sophomore fullback in the huddle, you know, berating the older kids, and we'll leave the colorful language out of it, but I'm like, who is this guy? You know, I kind of like him. And certainly as a player, he was a heck of a football player and has been their offensive coordinator for, you know, several years now, and he's going to do great things. So, you know, Coach Gable, you never replace Coach Gable, but I think they've got quite a successor in Cody, and you see a lot of similarities. Darren Knight still staying and doing their defense. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of change in terms of attitude, effort, fundamentals, those types of things when you play the Wildcats.
Well, the aerial game was certainly on full display last week. I think Mallory had, three or four touchdown passes to Schickel in that ball game, and so I know that certainly has got your attention. Is this a football team that kind of going back to the air a little bit more, or are they just kind of more of a balanced attack? I mean, what did you see from their offense?
Well, I think they're going to do what works, you know, and that's one thing that modern day has always done. Even in the years where they had very prolific passing attacks, if you can't stop the run, they're going to run the ball, and make no mistake about it. They can be physical. You know, if you want to shut down the run and load the box up, they're going to throw it over your head and make you pay. So always been very good, you know, whether it's Coach Gable or now Coach Hess, you know, at the helm of that offense. But, with Tate Mallory back there, you know, he's a heck of an athlete, as we found out last year watching last year's film, and you're watching the third quarter and it's 24-7. And the next thing you know, you're on the other end of it and it's 28-24 and the Knights blow a 3-touchdown lead. So needless to say, you know, he's quite the trigger man back there. They've got weapons around him. The running back, Thacker, is really good. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, no doubt about it. But a very diverse offense, I would say.
All right, but, I mean, again, you've talked about this, Doug, all the time. You know, the improvements that you make from week one to week two may be the most important week of the season. So I know a lot of this is all about the Castle offense and the Castle defense. As you said, Darren Knight's been there a long time. He can be aggressive at times. So what do you expect from them, both offensively or certainly defensively, going into this game to try to get maybe your running game on track this week?
Well, I would certainly expect, you know, pressure, just watching their linebackers and, how they pressure. And so certainly we're anticipating a lot of pressure and ways to exploit that. But I think coverage-wise, they've evolved, much like their offense. You know, with modern day, you see a gradual evolution. I've been asked several times this week, hey, is it the same old modern day offense? And it's really, over the last 2, 3, 4 years, you've seen a gradual kind of expansion of the offense. You see more unbalanced sets, more thinking that has to be done on the defensive side of the ball, which, you know, they were good before, but it adds an element of complexity. The same thing defensively. They've evolved from just playing straight man to some zone, some mix of man and zone, cover zero, cover one, pressure, not pressure. And so, you know, Darren's going to give you, you know, plenty of things to think about. He does a fantastic job, and, we've all been doing this a long time, and so you get into a little bit of a chess war, and you hope that you come up with enough plays to get your team to victory.
All right, so keys of this game. Certainly it's still early. We're talking the month of August, but goes without saying, you don't want to fall too far as losses in this league, but it's all about Castle. So goes without saying it's a very, very big ball game coming up on Friday.
No, I don't think there's any question about it. We've got to get better and get better in a hurry. I think you've got to eliminate the foolish penalties. I think we had, two personal fouls on one guy. We had 4 procedure penalties, and they all seem to be at very costly times, Dan. And so penalty reduction, penalty avoidance is something that we preach and that we punish. So on Mondays, they have to pay the fiddler for unintelligent penalties. But turnovers is going to play a major battle, factor in the battle. We had a turnover in the red zone. Swung field position before the end of the half that gave North 7 points. So we've got to find a way to take care of the ball, be a little bit sharper in terms of penalties, and then continue to emphasize, as I said, the positives that we have going. And there are plenty of positives, but we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. And, you know, at some point you're going to have to go out and find another play or two against a really good modern-day team to win the game.
All right, Coach, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best. Just rest a week of practice and certainly in the ball game on Friday night with modern day.
I appreciate it, Dan. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, that's Doug Hurt. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.